Either stay up till 4 or wake up at 4. We're about balance. You're on the 4am Club with Leroy and Sam.
Join us two simpletons as we help each other through life and extend our reach to you so we can all learn from our experiences.
If you like the episode, share it with a friend and leave us a rating.
And follow us on Instagram at the 4am Club Podcast to keep in the loop.
Welcome back to Shower With Us, everyone, where we talk about anything and everything. So, Sam, I've got a question for you, and I'll give you a bit of background knowledge to it. So, when we were younger, we only had books. But now, as technology has advanced, we have ebooks. Yeah. We have audibles. So, shoot, shag, or marry, paper book, ebook, or audible, and why?
Okay. So, let's quickly break this down. So we got shoot, shag, or marry.
Mm.
So obviously, I'm shooting one of them. I'm never having them again.
Yeah.
Shagging one of them. We're having a good time for a very short period of time.
Mm.
And then it's over. And then I'm marrying them. They're with me forever. That's it. That's the only one I get of the three.
Yeah.
Okay.
And why?
Okay. Here's a little variation of the rules, maybe. Can I shag this particular thing multiple times? Is it a one-off thing and that's it? Or like every once in a while, can I like stray from the
Depends how faithful you are.
Stray from my wed look to this particular source of information.
No. It's one time.
One time only. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. So, let's break it down. Books. Books are just a staple.
Mm.
They've been there for a long time.
Mm.
And are they a dying source of information? No, I don't think so. I think the nostalgia will always be there. I think there's something just so nice about picking up a book and reading it.
Mm.
Option number two, an e-book. So, yeah. We're using the Kindle, right?
Yeah, the Kindle or... Yeah, I think it's just the Kindle, really.
Oh, those things. Damn, they're good.
Yeah.
Damn, they're good.
Like, it's like the books. The book's younger sibling. New hip, latest technology. You can see it at night.
You know, is in line with all the new fashion trends. makes TikTok videos. Okay, and then so the ebook is like the most versatile of forms. Essentially, there's so many pros that come with that. Mm. Like there is like reduced storage space. There's the light. You just never need light. You can just pick that thing up and read whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
They can go anywhere and everywhere, and they're almost indestructible. Then the last one, audiobooks.
Mm.
You know me. I'm a big audiobook. I'm a big audiobook listener because I have a lot of time out running.
Mm.
So, oh, damn, that's a tricky one.
That's a tricky one.
Because the audiobook gives you the freedom to be able to do something else at the same time. And kind of like half tune in, half tune out. So, like, I guess that's a little description of the three options I've got to choose.
Mm.
So, for me, right now, if I had to choose, I'd probably keep the paper books.
So, you're marrying paper books?
I'm marrying the paper book.
Okay.
There's just this weird, intangible connection to this book. And that, like, as soon as, like, you close that cover and you finish it, there's just some weird magical feeling about it. And I definitely think I learned the best from actually reading this physical book and being there in the moment, as opposed to using, like, for me, audiobooks are a little more of a distraction. Like, they're amazing and they're very entertaining, but they're kind of like, they're just kind of there, kind of numb your mind a little bit.
Yeah. I find when I read a book, yeah, I process information much more. And it takes longer to read a book than... When I listen, I can sort of tune in, tune out, and be like, oh, who da wada wada? Who's this character now?
Yeah.
But, and also, I don't have too much experience with audiobooks, but I feel like, you know, a book, you can read two pages and still be thinking about that thing that you read two pages ago.
Mm.
And be like, hang on, what the hell did that mean? Yeah. Like, I need to go back there and read that little passage again.
Yeah.
But in an audiobook, I feel like it might be a bit harder to do that.
Yeah, and it brings me back to the main question of, for me would be the main question is why am I reading the book?
Mm.
I feel like I'm reading a book to learn, not necessarily to be entertained. Like being entertained is almost like a byproduct.
Mm.
So like all the audiobooks that I've listened to, I've still, they've been entertaining. I've learned a lot, but I think I would have learned more having sitting down, being just there in the moment instead of being like enthralled and you know, and laughing at the story.
Yeah.
As opposed to kind of picking up, I guess, the key messages they're trying to tell me. So I'm deciding I'm definitely going to marry the book.
The
paperback. All reliable. you know.
You're talking missionary. And more missionary.
You know, what's that saying? Appearances fade.
Oh, my goodness.
But what's inside never changes.
Jeez.
So that it brings us down to the last two.
Yeah.
So. Am I shagging the Kindle or am I shooting the Kindle? Oh. There's always been a little part of me that has been anti-Kindle for a very long time.
Mm.
I've had the offer of having one bought for me and I've been, no, it's okay. I don't think I've been, I've always said I'm not ready for that Kindle stage of my life yet.
Yeah.
And maybe it's that crazy girl who like you kind of been like weirdly interested in,
yeah.
But you know, it's a terrible idea because if you start getting involved in that, you open the floodgates for crazy to come into your life.
Yeah.
And I get the feeling that a Kindle would do that to me.
So Kindle's going to open up some...
Kindle, it's too good. There's something wrong there. And I haven't figured it out yet, but I will at some point. And I get the feeling if I get like a couple of months, years, decades down the track, and then I get there and I'm like, what have I done? What have I done? I've given up all reliable paperback for this new, like, fancy bit of tech that, yeah, it kind of entranced me at the time.
Mm.
But then I've ended up with is just this thing. That's it. That's all I've got. Like, even though it's so convenient.
Yeah, it's very convenient.
It's very convenient.
I mean, but I've just got a Kindle recently and I'm having a good time. I'm having a real good time.
I'm envisioning you right now. You tucked up on it. Tucked up in bed. There's a little bottle of wine next to you. It's really It's a bit good. It's getting warm and steamy up in there.
The Kindle's so good though, and like it's added bonuses because my bedroom light is so shit, and it's so far away from my bed.
Yeah,
but like all I have to do is just press this thing on, and then there's a nice light.
That was like when you explained that to me, it was a game changer. I was like, man, this thing's pretty incredible. But just for me, having that little bank of books that I can like lend out to other people,
yeah,
or just know that it's there, and I just find something so rewarding about having this little kind of just this little stack of just things that you've just finished, and it's just there, and you just know that you've liked them.
Mm.
They're your little thing, and like your collection's building. Whereas like you don't have that collection in the Kindle.
Yeah, it's all.
It's just one thing. It's too good. It's too good. It's almost taken away some of the parts that I like about reading. And yeah, so it brings me down to my
your dilemma.
My dilemma. Yeah.
Are you gonna try that naughty Kindle for one last time? Or no, one time
I'm,
before
I'm,
you?
I'm shooting it. Shooting I don't even it? Want a taste of the forbidden fruit before it's there.
Okay.
I'm leaving the cute redhead alone. It's all right. And I'm gonna have to shag my audiobook. And then can I get specific on my last audiobook?
Yeah.
Okay. I've had a shortlist here. No, I'm definitely sticking with my original thought. Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
That would be my last. Take me, Matthew. I'm yours. I would, yeah, that would be my last final hoorah.
Mm.
That'd be, you know, the closing over of my single life, saying I'm done. We've had a good ride. You know,
do you think once you're married to the book, you'd be peering over your shoulder sometimes thinking about what that Audible's doing?
Put it this way. I've got a lot of running ahead of me. I've got a lot of hours of the same mundane action over and over again. To say that I wouldn't be thinking about that little slut of an Audible. that little audio book. Just, you know, just making everything better.
Yeah.
And just having that little escape, knowing you can just get up early in the morning, put your headphones in.
Get going.
No one's ever going to know.
Hands free.
Yeah.
No face.
You have that soothing, rugged, raw voice of Matthew McConaughey just, you know, glistening through your ears.
He does have a wonderful voice.
Oh, man. You can just listen to him forever.
So That's it.
So,
you've done well. to push you on the spot with that.
I'm staying faithful to my paperback. I've just had too much history.
Mm.
Our bond is too deep now.
Mm.
Kindle, get out of here. No, thank you. You're too good.
Mm.
Like, you know, it's almost like it's that unicorn. You know, you're always chasing it.
Mm.
You're always looking for the next best thing. And I just don't know if it's going to be as good as I think it's going to be.
Yeah.
There's always a little bit of crazy in the unicorn. Not on the unicorn, but in the, you know, once you start looking for something that's too good, you know, I think there's always something that's wrong. And yeah, give me one last good time. Give me one more. Like, I will enjoy every minute of it.
Savor those few hours you have.
With that, with the audiobook.
Yeah.
Yeah, good question.
You've done well. Yeah, it's a different sort of shoot shagger, married compared to the ones that are usually thrown out there. Yeah. But.
Oh, well, you know, I tell you what, I've had some tricky questions on the spot. Deciding which book I'm going to get intimate with was an interesting thought. But yeah, you know, everyone know your thoughts. We'd love to know which order you'd put that in. Because I reckon there'd be some very different opinions and some very justified reasons why too.
Mm. Well, like for me, right now in this present moment, I'm marrying that Kindle. I'm shagging that book. And that Audible's getting that that bullet to the head.
Getting that boot, getting that ghosting.
But yeah, I feel like people would... There's definitely some people who would marry that Audible.
Yeah, yep.
And I can understand why.
It's easy. It was very hard to go one way or the other. Because you could very easily say, okay, I'll just give up my... physical reading time to go for a walk and listen to an audio book.
Yeah, it's killing that two birds at one stone with that Audible.
Yep.
Yeah. Well done. And
thank you, kind sir. Thank you.
Peace. Thanks for tuning in. If you liked our episode today, be sure to follow us on Instagram at the 4am Club Podcast and subscribe to our YouTube channel. The link can be found in the description.
Don't forget to follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast fixed. Be the change you want to see in the world and do something nice for someone, because the future is built by people working together.